Garnet Bank Primary School Newsletter, January 2015. A very belated Happy New Year to all our readers. I hope 2015 brings you health and well-being and happiness. The first month of 2015 has been, as every month is a busy one for Garnet Bank. Read on to find out about all we have been up to. We have returned after the New Year holiday and been immersed in all the hard work that makes the school successful. Here are a few things we have been doing. Miss Simpson represented Garnet Bank Primary at Glasgow City Council's Education Authorities, Literacy for All conferences, where she manned a display about literature circles and informed all those who visited her stall about the way in which these are implemented in Garnet Bank. Her stall was very popular, and she had already been invited to speak about literature circles to at least 4 different schools. Miss Smith has given some time out of her class to examine our resources and identify suitable top-up resources which we will prioritize when we get our new budget in April. All of the staff are about to undertake the mammoth task of writing reports for all of the children. Mrs. Morrison and Mrs. Adams will read all of these before they are disturbed on Friday 13th March. Mrs. Maud hosted and delivered a workshop about handwriting for the parents of the children in our school, in our class. This was very well attended. As we continue to strive to become a rights-respectful school, Miss Simpson has been explaining our efforts and the journey to become a rights-respecting school to our people, support assistants and the janitor. Mrs. Hearn has been attending to health coordinators meetings and is busy planning and preparing for our health week, which will be during the week beginning 9th of March. We are again hosting weekly visits by senior pupils from Salvation College, who visits on a Wednesday afternoon to support learning in classrooms. We continue to host irregular visits from nursery pupils to our Primary 1 classrooms, and our P6 pupils are visiting Reverend Fruit Street and nursery on a weekly basis, getting to know those children who will be starting school in August 2015. With that time, P6 pupils will be P7 and will be playground buddies, helping to look after P1 children during playtime. P7 pupils have been the privilege of working with 4 students from the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland over 3 weeks. This was a very positive experience, culminating in a performance for parents on Thursday 22nd January. P7 also enjoyed a visit from Miss Mazar, Mum of Miriam, Mahek and Miss Gan. Mrs. Mazar spoke about her experience of writing a book and becoming an author. P7s were suitably inspired and motivated by Mrs. Mazar's talk, and were further impressed that Mrs. Mazar herself is a former pupil of Garnet Bank. Miss Simpson told me that children asked very probing questions, and Mrs. Mazar reported that of all the schools she has visited to promote her book, Garnet Bank was the one where children showed the most interest and appeared to have a firm understanding of all that would be involved in her writing and to have a book published. Mrs. Morrison was privileged to be invited to visit John Hill Primary School, where a colleague has recently become head teacher. Mrs. Morrison learned about different resources and operative systems. Mrs. Mazur and Mr. Douglas have just started participating in a 3-month course, Improving Our Classrooms. This is being delivered in a partnership with Glasgow City Council's Education Authority by Professor Chris McClure-Cartroy. As part of this course, as well as attending in set days, a toileting sessions, Miss Douglas and Miss Actor will be hosting visits from teachers from other schools and will be visiting other schools. We are looking forward to them sharing their experience with us at our own Collegiate Ignite. Mrs. McTaggart, one of our pupils' support assistants, attended a one-day course delivered by Place to Be, which was about offering counselling to young people. Mrs. McTaggart found this to be interesting and enjoyed meeting colleagues from other establishments. P7, P7, P1 pupils had their teeth examined by dentists on 14th of January once again. We had lovely compliments from the dentist and the nurse who visited. They said that all the children were polite, well-mannered and very cooperative. And the pupil council continued with their monthly meetings. At the last pupil council meeting, the pupil council wrote to Cordelia, asked about portion sizing in the dinner school. A representative of Cordelia, who provided our school meals, was supposed to attend our meeting on 21st January, but unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute. She promised to attend our next meeting on 19th February. Nick Wright, a consultant employed by Glasgow City Council, approached Garnet Bank seeking people's input about possible city centre regeneration over the next 10 years. In discussion, Mr. Morrison mentioned the workshops run by Glasgow Museum Service when Kelvingrove Park Museum has been being refurbished, in which the pupils had a big part to play. Nick seemed to like this model, and consequently 10 pupils from Garnet Bank, along with some pupils from other schools such as Anderson Primary and St. Aloysius College, will take part in the workshop at the CCA on Thursday 19th February. We will look forward to reporting on some of the exercises we take part in. This is an ideal opportunity for children to have a say in how the city might look in the future. Mrs. Hearn and Mrs. Simpson are providing bubble time during lunchtime. Wednesday, this is an opportunity for children to go to these teachers to discuss anything that might be troubling them. What is discussed and confidential between the children and the teacher, unless it is something that the teacher feels Mrs. Morrison needs to know about or can help to put right. This has already proved effective, and we are grateful to Miss Hearn and Miss Simpson for giving up their lunch time to provide this service. We are grateful to Phil, our active school coordinator, for arranging a number of after-school activities for our children, and at the moment we have badminton on Tuesday for P5-6, multi-sport on a Wednesday for P2-3, football on a Thursday for P4. In addition, Mrs. Adam is providing netball coaching sessions on Monday for P6 and P7. And our parent association arranged for gymnastic classes to be given on a Monday. During curriculum time, Phil is visiting P5-6 for a golf club golf sessions, and Soccer Scotland are providing football coaching for P4 and P5 through their Soccer 4s program. All of these activities are helping Garnet Bank's children becoming more active more often. Of course, in addition to the active clubs, Garnet Bank is unfortunate to have many other after-school clubs, which include guitar, kikiri, art and fiddle. Our thanks are due to all those parents and members of the staff who have so freely given of their time and energy to provide these clubs with which benefit the children enormously. Our P7 pupils attended a netball tournament at Tallcross on Friday 23rd January. They were accompanied by Mrs. Burrow, one of our pupils' support assistants, who proved that not only did the children play well, but they conducted themselves well and demonstrated good sportsmanship. Thank you to all those peoples who represented Garnet Bank so admirably. Late coming and Garnet Bank is coming, becoming a problem. Of course, we would rather that children attend school late than not at all, but it is important that children learn good life skills, including arriving at school or work on time. Arriving at school late disturbs the other children and means that your children have missed valuable learning opportunities which cannot be recaptured. Please ensure your child arrives at school on time. If your child is late because of travelling difficulty, consider leaving the house earlier. Often 5 minutes can make a difference. School uniform has been the subject of much discussion at the most recent parent council meetings. We agree that we would like to make what children wear to school more uniform and that they're therefore a navy old only. Policy will be implemented for August 2015. This means that only navy sweatshirts will be available to buy from now on. Children who currently wear red sweatshirts can continue to do so until their current supply of uniform requires to be replaced. Children should continue to wear yellow polo shirts under the navy sweatshirts will be available in the crew neck, V-neck or as a cardigan. School trousers or scarves should be grey. If anyone has any comment about this slight change to school uniform policy, you should be put this in writing in either to Miss Mercer or to the parent council. Before the Christmas and New Year holiday, Mrs. Adams organised a raffle which was very popular. We raised £270 which will be put towards subsidising summer outings. Thanks are due to many local shops, businesses who donated prizes and to Mrs. Basher, mum of Beth and P4 who donated city vouchers for a manicure worth £25 each. Each from her new business. This is a substantial donation and we are grateful for Mrs. Basher's support. We will be teaching lessons from the sexual health and relationship education program beginning on Monday 23rd February. In preparation for this, Mrs. Adam DHT will be presenting a parent information session on Wednesday 18th of February at 2 p.m. During the session, materials will be available for examination and other staff members will be available to answer your questions. Please try to attend this session if you have any concerns about the content of this program as it can be difficult for staff to find the time to make alternative arrangements for individuals. The Parent Council plan to hold a spring fair on Friday 15th of May at 1:30. In order to help children and art club members to make items for sale at the fair, they are seeing spare wool, buttons, ribbon and jam jars. If you have and materials that you think art club members could use, please hand this into the school. We can ensure that it will be put to good use. Money raised at the spring fair is being donated to the school to purchase literature materials. We are very grateful for the support of the Parent Council. Please remember that there is a midterm holiday on Monday 6th and Tuesday 10th of February. Wednesday 11th February is an in-service day and children should not attend on that day. Tuesday 24th February at 2 p.m. Chinese New Year Assembly. P2 and P56 are presenting this assembly. All lower schools, school classes P1, P3 will be attending. Wednesday 25th February at 2 p.m. Chinese Junior Assembly. P2 and P56 will present this assembly. All upper school classes P4, P7 will attend.